You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course, your host of this lovely little podcast. Welcome back, or if you're new here, welcome. And happy March, you guys. We are officially in a new month and soon to be in a new season, and I could not be more excited, let me tell you. January wasn't it, okay? February was a little bit better, but it wasn't quite it either. But March, you guys, there's just something about this month that I feel really good about that has me feeling really excited. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm coming alive once again. And this feels like the official reset moment that I've been waiting for. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I honestly think starting the new year in the dead of winter is just wrong. It makes no sense to me when you think about it from like a nature perspective. The winter is when nature pretty much dies, and it's the time of year when we don't really have the motivation to do much. And at least for me, like during the winter time, I want to slow down. I want to rest. I want to just be. You know, I don't want to plan and do and be super productive. Like, I just don't have that within me during the winter time. But during the springtime, that is when I feel my most motivated, my most inspired. Nature starts to bloom, the days get longer, and there's just this energy of renewal in the air. It just feels right. It feels like the springtime is when the real new year should begin. So I think moving forward, I am going to approach my life this way and not really fall into the whole new year momentum in January, and instead start my new year in the springtime, or at least in the month of March. Excuse me, you guys, if my voice sounds a little raspy right now. It is really early in the morning. Yeah, starting the new year in January just doesn't make any sense to me. And I think moving forward, I am going to start my new year in March. That is what feels most natural to me. So if you haven't felt like your year has been off to the most productive or successful start, don't be so hard on yourself. I truly believe January and February are meant for reflection, not necessarily action. I think those first 2 months of the year is more of a time to reset, recharge, reflect. So with that being said, now that we are in March and the spring season is around the corner, I'm definitely feeling a shift. I don't know if you guys feel it too, but with the weather getting warmer, the days getting longer, my mood definitely feels so much lighter, and I feel myself coming alive once again. And I think now is the perfect time to be intentional about setting new goals, creating fresh habits, and resetting and refreshing your life for the new season ahead. I really hope that you enjoy. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So I really wanted to have a conversation about how I like to hit reset and refresh on my life, especially in preparation for a new season. And for me, the first step, and I think the most important step, is reflecting before I even start, you know, planning and setting new intentions and thinking about the future. Like, I have to take a moment to first reflect. Last season for me was definitely a heavy season. There were lots of burdens, challenges, and many, many breakdowns. And as much as I'm ready to just move forward and focus on the future and walk into a new season, I know that before I can truly do that, I need to reflect on the lessons that this last season taught me and the growth that I experienced. Reflection is really important to me because it gives me the chance to make the most out of a challenging situation. And I think oftentimes, you know, we go through challenging things in life for a reason. But if we don't learn and grow from those experiences, I believe that we'll just keep finding ourselves in the same patterns until we finally get the lesson. And so that's a big reason why I like to reflect, so that I don't find myself in the same cycles, in the same patterns, so I can move forward with my life. And a simple question that I like to reflect on is, what has this past season taught me and how have I grown or changed because of it? And for me personally, there is so much that I could say about what last season taught me and how I've grown and how I've changed. But one of the ways that I feel I've changed during this last season is I learned so much about myself and what I want out of life, the type of life that I want to live. But other things that I have learned last season and how I've grown is just the importance of finding a better work-life balance for myself and how important it is for me to prioritize my personal passions and my purpose. I realized that this is really important to me and it brings me so much fulfillment. I also learned how to navigate outgrowing friendships and how sometimes when you outgrow a friendship, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to end a friendship or cut someone off. Sometimes it just means adjusting the place that they have in your life and just learning to let go of control and going with the flow of life more, which I've talked about a few episodes ago. I feel like a lot of the lessons that I learned last season and a lot of the ways that I've grown, it's changed me as a person for the better. It's changed the way that I think, what I believe, how I want to live my life. And I can take these lessons, I can take these realizations and the growth and apply it into this new season. Taking a moment to reflect on your last season, I promise you, you might be surprised by how much you've grown and changed without even realizing it. I think sometimes we're so focused on just moving forward that we forget to look back and see how much things have changed, how we have changed, how far we've come. So I really encourage you to think about the challenges that you faced last season, the things that you've learned. The next logical step for me is making space for what's to come in my new season. So this is when I get into like full declutter mode, whether it's, you know, letting go of habits, cleaning up my space, even my digital space. I have been in full declutter mode lately. I've been cleaning and organizing my home. I actually just recently rearranged my office to make it feel just like fresh and inspiring, and cleaning up my digital space, getting rid of things, changing my habits. And it's so crazy how much lighter you feel when you let go of things that have just been taking up space. Again, whether it's an old pile of clothes, emails that have been piling up in your inbox, or accounts that you've been following that don't make you feel good. I think now is the perfect time to clear out what's unnecessary and make room for what you actually want to bring into this new season of your life. And after I've done what I like to call the prep work, which is reflecting, letting go, making space, and all of that, now that I've made space, I can set new intentions. I can start getting clear on what I want for this new season. And the way that I gain clarity is, of course, through journaling. I am an avid journaler. And so I've been using a few journal prompts to help me get clear on how I want to enter this season. And they have been so helpful in helping me set new intentions. So I thought I would share them with you guys because I find them so helpful. But the first question that I ask myself and I like to journal on is, how do I want to feel this season? I think we often focus on what we want to do or what we want to accomplish, but how we want to feel can help set the tone for everything else. And I think it's about creating space for the emotions that I want to experience. So for me, like, I know I want to feel more productive. I want to feel inspired. I want to feel in flow. I want to feel more joy in my life. And because I have clarity on what I want to feel, those feelings guide me to taking the right action to help me feel those things. First question, how do I want to feel this season? My next question is, what do I want to make space for this season? That could be new experiences, more joy, more time with friends and family, maybe just more time to breathe, self-care. It could be anything, but really, what do you want to make space for in this new season? The third journal prompt is, what new habits do I want to create this season? Like I said, I think the springtime is the perfect time to create new habits that really align with who you want to be, how you want to feel. Maybe it's adding more movement during the week. Maybe it's getting back into a morning routine, finding more work balance, whatever, you know, habits you want to create this season. And then my last journal prompt is, what does success look like for me in this season? And success isn't always about a big achievement. It could be just little moments and shifts that make you feel more aligned. For me, I can say that success in this new season looks like finding better work-life balance, creating new memories with my friends and family, and also feeling good in my body, making healthier choices, and just showing up for myself in all areas of my life. But I really encourage you to think about the little moments and shifts that you can make that you define as successful as well. And so these are the prompts that really help me stay focused on being intentional with this new season and make sure that I'm entering this new season with clarity and purpose and being intentional with how I want to feel and what I want to create for this new season of my life. And I think when it comes to resetting your life, that also includes resetting your mindset, especially if you've been stuck in a rough patch for a while. It is so easy to get stuck in that negativity and just look for the bad in every situation and just think worst case scenario. It can completely consume you when you've been dealt with like back to back obstacles and challenges. Like, I definitely have found myself in that negative thinking pattern in the past. And I actually saw a post recently of someone saying, I dare you to spend as much time focusing on the good as you do on the negative. And I dare you to speak on the things that you're grateful for as much as you speak on the things that annoy you or as much as you complain. And honestly, she kind of ate with that, because although I've always been really intentional about practicing gratitude every day, something that I do struggle with is complaining or speaking on things that annoy me And so now I'm also being more mindful about not speaking too much on what I don't like or complaining as much, and shifting that focus has really been so refreshing, and it's helping me see things in a whole new light and feel more positive because I'm choosing to not put so much energy into something that annoys me. For example, if you're at work, I'm sure that there are a million things that happen at work that you can complain about, but I really challenge you to, instead of complaining about those specific things, start talking about the things that you're grateful for, the things that you love more than the things that you hate. Another way that I like to hit refresh and reset on my life is, of course, creating new habits and routines for myself. Whenever I feel stagnant or low energy in life, 9 times out of 10, it's because I fallen off my habits and my routines, or I'm just not inspired with them anymore. And for me, the way to like get out of that funk is to first just start moving my body. Even if it's just a simple walk, I notice a huge shift in my energy and my mindset. The power of a walk really should be studied because it honestly feels like free therapy sometimes. There's just something about getting outside, getting fresh air, moving my body, and clearing my mind that just helps reset everything. I think I mentioned this in my episode of how to exit your flop era. One of the things that I was focusing during that time when I was like deep in my funk and trying to get myself out of it was just focusing on getting a walk every single day. I didn't care to like be super productive or try to do a million things. All I focused on during that time was getting a walk in. That little habit is the catalyst that helped me to turn the needle, get myself out of a funk. And by getting a walk in every day, that just like released so much energy that I felt was stored in my body, and my mind became clearer just from doing a simple walk every day. That led me to being able to do more things as time went on. So if you're currently like in a funk or you haven't been on your routines, don't try to overwhelm yourself by doing a million new habits. Just start with something simple, like getting a walk, journaling, writing a gratitude list, like just something very, very small and manageable. So if you've fallen off track with your routines, or maybe you're just not feeling as inspired by your habits lately, this is the perfect time to press reset, especially because spring is all about renewal. And it's, I think, the ideal season to establish new routines that align with where you want to be. Start small, like with a walk or journaling. Be consistent with that one habit and the momentum will come. I promise you, just by sticking with that one habit, the momentum will come, and you'll be surprised by how quickly it can shift your energy, shift your mood, your mindset. And before you know it, you're feeling better, you're more productive, you're doing the things that make you happy, you're feeling inspired once again. And I say that as someone who was in a deep, heavy funk for many months. And then the last way that really helps me to hit reset and refresh on my life doesn't necessarily have to do anything with productivity or habit, self-growth, or anything like that, but it's adding joy back into my life. Especially after the winter season, I think it's really easy to fall into a bit of a slump, whether it's because of the winter blues, seasonal depression, or just feeling stuck and unmotivated. But now is the time to defrost and come back to life by bringing some joy back into your life. Plan a brunch with your girls, schedule a facial, book a new workout class, or even plan a weekend trip somewhere. Do something, anything that brings you joy, that makes you excited about life again. It doesn't have to be anything big. I think it's just about intentionally creating moments you enjoy, that you look forward to, and remind you how much fun life can be. It's like that one trend on TikTok that says, I wasn't really depressed, I just needed a girl's day, or insert whatever makes you happy. And it's really true. Like a simple girl's day, brunch with your friends, a self-care day, or even just looking forward to something can really make all the difference in your mood. I really think the key to feeling excited about life is always having something to look forward to. Yes, of course, it's important to really be able to enjoy the simple moments, the more mundane aspects of life, of course, like romanticizing the little things in life, I think is also important. But on the flip side of that, I think what makes life exciting is having something to look forward to, whether it's, again, a girl's day or a weekend trip or a self-care day, like whatever joy means to you. Add joy back into your life. Add it into your schedule, into your routine, make it a thing. So that's exactly what I've been doing. I have literally been planning and booking a few trips for the next few months. I've been planning time to meet up with friends. I booked myself a facial. I've been booking new workout classes. I have been going back to scheduling like a midweek pick-me-up date and then like having something to look forward to on the weekend. Like I've been really intentional about adding joy back into my life because I spent the last few months not feeling much joy at all. And I just refuse to go back to that space mentally, emotionally, and I am ready to experience life again and all it has to offer. So these are all the ways that I like to reset and refresh my life for a new season and start getting re-inspired with life again, feeling good about life again, creating new habits, resetting my mindset, adding joy back into my life. And I really hope that this episode inspires you to hit reset on your own life as well, whether that's in your routines, your mindset, or even just showing up for yourself. Here's to a fresh start, a new month, a new season, and all the beautiful, exciting things ahead. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.